This is Twit.
Well, speaking of ads, Google is, we kind of had heard a little bit about this in the past, and now it's becoming a little bit more clear. Google is going to be including an ad blocker in Chrome for mobile devices as well as for desktop. I think this is going to happen sometime in the early 2018, sometime early next year. And I don't know, I'm very curious to get both of your take on this, because it seems like a strange line that's being crossed here. So they're going to be blocking, quote, bad ads. And Google did say including those owned and served by Google. What are bad ads? You know, bad ads would include pop-ups, autoplay ads, flashing image ads, those sorts of things. Basically, sites need to comply with better ad standards per the Coalition for Better Ads to avoid this blocking. But the members of that coalition, of course, are Google and Facebook, which account for somewhere around 99% of digital ad revenue growth in the U.S. last year, 77% of gross ad spend. It seems, I don't know, is there a potential for some, is Google the right one to make this decision when they are so intrinsically tied into what makes a good ad or a bad ad, and they cover the majority of the market? What do you think?
Well, when your advertiser network sets the quality of your ads, that actually can be a good thing. I see where the problem comes in, but my one question about this, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, is autoplay ads inside content. So if, like, I used to work at Fortune and we had these autoplay ads and autoplay videos that we had to insert into every story. So is that a bad ad, or is that content just really irritatingly delivered?
That's a really great question. I mean, I don't know. I know that anytime there's an autoplay ad on a page, I want to scream.
Any autoplay
same
video.
Net effect for me, anyways.
Don't know where Google would fall. So that's a question, because then publishers would probably just hide the ads a little bit more in things that look closer to content. Mm. And these are obviously publishers, not like the crazy publishers like Outbrain and stuff that are just crazy clickbait. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, that's irritating. And I would call that a bad ad, and it uses my data plan and I get all cranky. So I would love for those to be blocked, or at least to maybe say, hey, do you want to play this before it actually happens?
Right. Yeah. Somewhere a long time ago, I changed the settings, when kind of this conversion to flash or away from flash was happening. And I changed the settings so that anytime there was a flash element on the screen, never make it appear automatically, always ask me. Like, I had to actively enable that module anytime I actually wanted to see whatever the flash content was. Something similar like that, potentially, because that was actually really helpful. I avoided a lot of pain with flash, but I don't know. More and more, we're not really seeing as much flash these days, and that's, I think, a good thing. They say, supposedly, there will be a threshold for sites. So it's not as if a site offers a single bad ad, and at which point Google blocks all the ads on the site. There will be a threshold of, quote, bad ads that would have to be passed on a site before Google would then decide to block all the ads on the site and tell the site or the publisher, you know, went in there and tweaked it and got rid of the bad ones, essentially. Who knows what that threshold will be? But it'll also be active by default. So this is not something that you opt into. It'll be new Chrome browser released. Everybody's getting blocked ads, and you have to opt out of it if you want.
So. Well, I can't see a lot of people choosing to opt out. I can, as a publisher who's trying to get, you know, attention. I'm like, oh, crap. Are my ads going to be bad? I have a pop-up that shows to my readers on the site if they go there. I think it's every 30 days. So, like, it refreshes every month. Yeah. It'll pop up for you the first time you visit for that month, right? And I'm like, oh, I don't love it, but I'm also like, eh, it only happens once a month for people.
Right.
So maybe.
I don't know. What do you think, Danny? Where do you fall on this idea of Google backing this ad blocking?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a good degree of unease of Google's going to have this this way of stripping out ads, especially for their own, you know, but our ads will probably be all right. I mean, when they say, well, our ads will fall under it, you can be sure that by the time they get to this, that will all be cleared up. Like they shouldn't be running ads that are having that kind of issue.
Right.
What they might have are people who are using their ad serving technology who still do things that they don't like. But I don't know. We'll see how it gets when it's out there and it's implemented. It's really easy that you hear these things come along and they're going to be this big, huge change. And we've had that with Internet Explorer. And I certainly haven't felt like when Internet Explorer said, well, we're blocking ads, that really changed things much. We had that when Safari, especially in iOS, rolled out the support for the third parties. And it was like, well, that's it. Ads are dead. And then, like, you know, the ads are still there. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people downloaded those extensions to begin with or the apps, and then they didn't seem to do much with it. So, you know, I think the main thing is, are you really introducing something that's going to fundamentally improve the experience, or are we just introducing something that pretty much keeps us seeing all the same kind of ads that we get as before and takes out a little bit of the stuff? And I think a lot of us would like to have some improvement. I think when you go to a website and it's loading up 29 different trackers and, you know, 49 different ads, like, okay, that's a bit much. You know, how do you clean up that experience? So, and they certainly have the platform to do it with Chrome. You know, ultimately, I think I'd feel better about it if I felt the major browser people all together were sort of united. But, you know, I can dream for many things of unity.
Well, and someone posted this in the chat room, and it's worth mentioning just because of who's involved. But Google is going to provide a tool for publishers that they can run to see if their ads are in violation and would be blocked. But the people who are part of this include Google, Facebook, News Corp, and the Washington Post. So that makes me feel like at least big publishers aren't going to be even angrier at Google because of something like this, which, you know, yay.
I think another element of this, too, is that to a certain degree, like if you were to ask anyone who's interested in technology whether they run an ad blocker, there are people that are all for ad blocking because, you know, it's my internet experience, and anything that degrades my experience, I want to get rid of. And there are people that are vehemently opposed to ad blocking. They might not like the ads or the experience that it brings with it, but ethically, they feel like if they're blocking ads, then they're ripping somebody off. And no, I don't want to do that, you know, by any means. So it'll be interesting to have someone, you know, a company as powerful, and especially in, you know, with Chrome, which is something like what 44.5% of all web browsers online, according to the data analytics program, you know, compared to all the other browsers, it's kind of blowing them away. To have someone, a company with that kind of backing, putting this out there by default and seeing kind of, I don't know, like when this happens and suddenly all of these ads are being blocked as a result of it, and let's be serious, none of those are going to end up being Google ads because Google's going to take care of it ahead of time, like you said, Danny. Then will the call be, oh, look, Google's just squashing any ad that isn't its own ads because they're bad. And you know, look who benefits. It's Google, the ones doing the squashing. I don't know if that'll end up being a big issue or not, but I can already see the articles. I can see them. They're flashing before my eyes.